cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. This is James Kelso, your host for the American Freedom Party Report. Here on Sunday, July 24th, 2016, we've got a full 3 hours of program for you. We are live and welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And this is a good day to call in because you are certain to get on the air. We've got plenty of time and we can develop your thoughts. So don't hesitate to call in. You can start calling in now at 800-313-9443. And joining us, the astute George, my steady sidekick. Thank you so much, George, for being with us.
It's good to be here, James. What a red letter day. Here we go again.
Yes, never a dull moment, folks. And the news is beautiful. Just as the Democrat convention is about to begin in Philadelphia, my gosh, they got one laid right on their doorstep. Their Democratic national chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a real piece of work before this all began, is now, she's been fired. They had to ditch her because of what's up on WikiLeaks.org right now. You can see it. Just go to WikiLeaks.org. And there are almost 20,000 DNC emails, really juicy stuff. Somebody leaked this to WikiLeaks. There may be more. Julian Assange, the guy who created WikiLeaks with some friends in Iceland, I believe, he has said that this is part of a Hillary Leaks series. So, and of course, there was a previous, of course, Hillary Leaks, which are the FBI, or excuse me, the State Department emails that the FBI was investigating. So this right as the convention's about to begin tomorrow. Now, that convention was scheduled to begin with, the convention will be in order. I'm Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Welcome to the Democratic National Convention.
Not this time, Debbie, baby.
And then it was scheduled to end with, the convention is adjourned until this time, 2020. And that would have been, I am Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying, go in peace. No, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is finished. And and folks, this is not a staffer. This is not a junior somebody. This is the chairwoman of the DNC. This is the top person. This is the counterpart to Reince Priebus, who you saw over and over again many, many times at the Republican convention. That's the chairman's function, is to be all over the place, popping on and off the stage, as Reince Priebus did. And Reince Priebus did a great job and was a great Donald Trump supporter and a team player. So we won't be seeing Debbie Wasserman Schultz now. Part of the story, George, is this. Is are our friends in the media going to cover this up? Are they going to pretend that nothing happened?
Can't do it. It's already out. I mean, CNN is, from everything I can tell, they're the ones who broke the story. So they got that on their hands, and they're kind of kingmaker right now. Will they throw Hillary over the side with a discredited campaign? Will they bring Bernie Sanders back in? So all sorts of fun things may happen in the next 72 hours.
Yes, and then, of course, folks, you know, if you've been, hibernating in an igloo, and you don't know any of this. These emails, some of the things they contain, for instance, are a Democrat plan, a Hillary plan, hatched within the DNC to call into question Bernie Sanders' religious faith, calling him questioning his Jewishness or his belief in the Jewish faith, and his and calling him instead an atheist. So Bernie Sanders is out there quite indignant, kind of biting his lip and holding his fury, saying, "No, I'm not an atheist." But you can imagine. Well, you know, I'm talking about this with folks over the last 2 days, George. I've got to feel that this event is really going to take the thrill out of the Democratic convention for the, you know, for the party faithful that are in that convention. This really messes things up for them in terms of the esprit. What do you think?
Yeah, this takes the air out of the convention. It discredits the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, look at all the unhappy campers, long faces, the night before. Thank God for Julian Assange. You know, our conspiracy friends kind of complain, oh my God, there's these loose cannons out there that are going to, you know, every time you write an email, it might end up at WikiLeaks. I'm going, hey, that's all for it. These people have their finger on the nuclear trigger. And Julian wanted to do it the night before and kill the Hillary campaign. Good for you, Julian. Maybe you've saved the world.
Yeah. And Julian Assange, folks, I don't know exactly what his politics are, but he's probably a certified liberal, probably. You know, doesn't share our nationalist views, probably. But he has one virtue that some libertarian type thinkers have, or liberal in a classical sense, liberal thinkers have. They do believe in free speech. And anybody that believes in free speech is kind of on our side, because one of the premises of all that we do is that the truth is on our side. And, you know, there's that saying, the truth will out. Well, I believe in that, if the truth gets a chance to, you know, make an appearance. So those people that believe in freedom of speech are helping us immensely, as WikiLeaks.org is helping us immensely right now, because they're enabling the truth to get out, and the truth is on our side. The truth about the DNC is that these are nasty people, and that is now laid bare for all to see, that they are, in fact, nasty people taking a hatchet to each other behind the scenes. I mean, this is really nasty. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Jewess, questioning the Jewishness of Bernie Sanders. Oh, my goodness. You know, does it get nastier than that?
Well, James, we were all hoping for something to bubble up at the convention. I sure didn't expect that it was going to be taking down the head of the Democratic National Party. Good grief. Why not, though? You know, we complain about the two-party system. This is certainly, you know, if this isn't waving the flag going, didn't it really stink to have Democrats and Republicans? But better for their side to fall apart than ours.
Yes. Let's just look up Chairman Schultz. You may recognize her face. You've seen her on TV. She kind of looks like Chelsea a little bit. She is the U.S. representative for Florida's 23rd Congressional District, a member of the Democratic Party, and chairperson. Oh, they call her chairperson. I guess you can't say chairwoman. Has to be person. Chairperson of the Democratic National Committee. Previously served in the Florida House of Representatives and the Florida Senate. Was the campaign co-chair for Hillary Clinton in 2008. Ooh, ooh. Uh-oh.
There's some smoking guns in there, James.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Co-chair of the Hillary campaign in 2008. And since she's the head of the DNC now, Hillary doesn't want to she doesn't want to take her out of that role and make her chairman of the 2016 campaign. because she's more valuable as the head of the DNC by far. So this is a Hillary person, a certified Hillary person, born Deborah Wasserman in Queens, New York, same place that Donald Trump was born. Her father is a CPA. And let's see here. There you go. Let's see if the Wikipedia catches up to her in this story. Wikipedia is amazing in this regard. Doesn't look as if, let's see if they've caught up with her. Chair of the Democratic National Committee. In 2011, Vice President Joe Biden announced that Wasserman Schultz was President Barack Obama's choice to succeed Tim Kaine. Oh boy, the circle tightens. To succeed Tim Kaine as the 52nd chair of the Democratic National Committee. So Tim Kaine must be squirming a little bit.
He's my kind of guy.
Yeah, until she assumed office, current DNC vice chair Donna Brazil served as the interim chair. She was confirmed, Deborah Wasserman Schultz was confirmed in 2011. And so she has been the chair for now 5 years. And that's a long time, folks. Let's see what else, what other interesting ties she's got.
Hey, Jamie, while you're looking, we have a brand new article from the Washington Compost.
Okay.
About the collapse of the Democratic Convention.
Okay, let's go to that. I'll go try to read along with you here. What's my best search term for that?
Well, let me start a few paragraphs. I just sent you the link over Skype.
Okay.
And it says, the release of thousands of embarrassing internal email exchanges among Democratic officials threatens to overshadow the party's message of unity on the eve of its convention in Philadelphia. The controversy comes at a critical time, just as Clinton is hoping to patch up disagreements with supporters of her rival during the primary, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. And it undermines Clinton's claim that her party convention would reveal markedly less disunity than the Republican convention. I like that.
Yeah, that's even in the Washington Post, folks. That's very nice.
WikiLeaks apparently show party officials working to boost Hillary Clinton's candidacy during the primary. Nasty, nasty, nasty. We don't do things like that among all the wonderful, clean people in the Democratic Party, do we, James?
Yeah, this is great. And, of course, it's, folks, you can go in there yourself into the 19,000-some emails with something of like 9,000 attachments. So nobody has read through all of this yet, and there are going to be all kinds of gems that emerge and lead to more and more. I mean, can you imagine? This is the inside. This is the dirty laundry. This is not the mail that you want out there in the public. So somebody either hacked into their system or was inside the system and put it all on a thumb drive and sent it to WikiLeaks. So this is immense. It's just the beginning. And according to Julian Assange, there's going to be a series. This is part of a series called the Hillary Clinton series. And so there may be more from this.
I wonder how much of this is just plain illegal and, you know, Hillary could be put in prison for doing this or yes. Debbie or any of them.
Yes. And then, folks, as this is breaking, as this is just along the lines that George was quoting there from The Washington Post, as the convention is unfolding starting tomorrow in Philadelphia, what's everybody going to be doing when they go back to their hotel room and they turn on their computer? They're going to be studying the WikiLeaks. I mean, the people who are just WikiLeaked are going to be in that convention hall. So they're going back to see which of their emails people are reading.
You're all over it, Jamie. There's going to be a whole bunch of people not sleeping at all tonight.
And the media, we can account on the fact that the media will not do the job of reporting. So, but even our corrupt, slimy media as Donald Trump says, the sleaze of the media, they're going to have to ask some of these people questions. I don't think they're going to be able to ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz any questions because she's probably hiding in her garage or in the basement at her home and probably won't even make an appearance. Now, actually, in the first wave of the response to this WikiLeaks, the DNC announced that Debbie Wasserman Schultz would not be speaking, but she would be gaveling the convention into session and then gaveling it to a close. Then, after probably a few more screaming matches on the telephone, they changed that. They realized that's not going to work. So they just canned her altogether. because they were, I mean, look what would have happened. If Wasserman Schultz got up on the stage to do anything, what was likely to occur? All kinds of boos from all over the auditorium.
Or worse.
Or worse, yeah, exactly. Flying tomatoes, who knows? So, my gosh, that really just ruined the whole story. This is a new thing here that Tim Kaine preceded. Tim Kaine had to, you know, turn over the keys to the office to Wasserman Schultz in a handoff. So the two of them, that's some kind of a connection there between the two people. So some embarrassment for Tim Kaine. He must have had a bunch of lovey-dovey conversations with his successor, Wasserman Schultz, calling her wonderful and telling her how to do the job and all this kind of stuff. So who knows? There might be some stuff from Wasserman Schultz to her predecessor, Tim Kaine, in among these emails. Folks, you know, they're there for all of us to explore. So reporters are, there are probably hundreds of reporters right now just staying up all night reading these emails. And the and of course Donald Trump, and of course among those reading the emails, of course, will be the Donald Trump staff, and they will find their own juicy treasures. Now Donald Trump will have a lot to say about this tomorrow. He will be at 3 p.m. in Roanoke, Virginia, at the Hotel Roanoke and Conference Center at 3 p.m. And that's a public event. So those of you anywhere near Roanoke, you're welcome to go to that event. And then later in the day, he will go a little south to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And at 8 p.m. at the Winston-Salem Fairground Annex, he's going to hold another event. And you can be sure that Donald Trump's going to have something to say about these emails. Just as the Democrats are trying with their convention to capture the limelight, and just as they're trying to somehow match the astonishing media ratings of the Republican convention, the people on Fox were bragging today that they had over 10 million viewers. Just Fox alone had over 10 million viewers on Thursday night, the fourth night of the Republican convention. This broke all records. And you know, the whole convention, this is just one network. So you have to add the other networks in there. Who knows what the whole total was? Well, the Democrats can't possibly reach those sorts of numbers, but they're not going to be able to have any. I mean, Donald Trump is going to be pounding on the emails at the same moment, getting headlines himself on the same days as the convention is unwinding, or unfolding, unraveling, the better word. oh my gosh. And then we've got things. We've got other deep things like the mother of Michael Brown. We'll talk about that after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
In Europe and America, there's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to
all the threats. We've got Randy in Texas on the phone here. Let's go to Randy right now. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the WikiLeaks that was released today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did you happen to notice that the DNC is saying, oh, well, it was Russian hackers, so Putin was releasing this to get his buddy Donald Trump elected? It's like, come on, people.
I like that one, and I hadn't heard that one. And yes, that's those are the gasps of a drowning man. That's wonderful desperation. Thanks, Randy, for that. That's good.
You're welcome. You have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any other comment?
No, let's see. Well, because Trump would rather sit there and negotiate with Putin instead of fighting a war with him. You know, this is, makes him a bad person.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. You're right, Randy. You know, Donald Trump, who, you know, has the Theodore Roosevelt strategy of talk softly and carry a big stick. He's the peace candidate. He's going to have an American military far superior to what Obama created decimated. And so he'll have a very strong military, but he is going to be very unlikely or reluctant to use it unless it's absolutely, and he said this, unless It absolutely in the national interests of America.
In other words, not to sit there and overthrow a regime like Hillary does.
Yes, and I'll give you an example. Here's an interesting one, Randy. One of the regimes that Hillary and Obama overthrew was that of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. And one of the people who really admired Muammar Gaddafi and was quite upset that he was not only overthrown, but he was brutally butchered by the savages who we're seeing all over the world now, the savages in Libya of the radical Islamic extremists. One of the people who admired Muammar Gaddafi was a guy named Malik Obama.
Obama's half-brother, isn't he?
That's Obama's half-brother, who is in Kenya right now, but who has announced, this is a headline yesterday or maybe today, he is going to fly back to Maryland where he is a registered voter and vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's going to...
Okay, yeah. You can knock me over with a feather now.
And, you know, it's because, you know, he said, you know, he was an admirer of Gaddafi, and Hillary, you know, caused him to be brutally butchered, and that just really ticked off Malik Obama enough that he's... And Malik Obama says he wants to help Donald Trump make America great again.
Oh, boy, this ought to be uncomfortable at the next Obama family barbecue, huh?
Yeah, and... Now, just looking forward here, we know that's how Malik Obama really feels. We know that's this is truly what he intends and what he believes. Now, I would guess, it would be a reasonable guess, that at some time in the next 72 hours, somebody's going to make some kind of series of phone calls to Malik Obama that might get him to change his mind. All kinds of pressure could be put on him. The kind of pressure, who knows? So this story may not last. Malik might not show up in Maryland. He might not actually go into the voting booth to vote for Donald Trump. But who knows? He may be a man of steadfast will. And in spite of those phone calls that are inevitably going to come to him, he may go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, it ought to be interesting to see whether he gets mugged on his way to the voting booth or has an unfortunate car accident or suddenly becomes suicidal.
Right. Well, and I like the one that you brought to us that the Democrats are saying the Russians did it. I love that.
Yeah, you couldn't make this up, you know? I mean, I can't think, you know, it's like they're not the Soviet Union anymore. Russia is Russia. And Vladimir Putin is actually... more of a real nationalist than what we've got in this country outside of Donald Trump.
Yes, he is. And Randy, thank you for calling. Look forward to you calling again soon. We'll be back after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed. Let's rebuild America first. The Donald Trump motto. Thank you, Merle Haggard, for recording that memorable song. And the let's see here. During the break, I was looking up some of the things that Randy was talking about. The convention begins tomorrow. It will be gaveled in at the evening session, which is the one where the big shots will speak, at 4 p.m. Won't be gaveled in by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It'll be gaveled in by, let me look up her name here. This is a new person for all of us. Let me look her up. Gaveled in by Marsha Fudge. Who's Marsha Fudge? Well, I'm looking at her picture. She's a black woman wearing glasses here with an American flag in the background. And she is a United States representative for Ohio's 11th Congressional District since 2008, previously a mayor of a black community, Warrensville Heights. born in Cleveland, and she is a Baptist. So there you go. Marcia Fudge has replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the chairwoman of the convention, not of the party, but of the convention. Wasserman Schultz, I am now clarifying my understanding of this, she's been dumped as the chairwoman of the convention, but not as the chairwoman of the party. So now let's catch up on that story. Here's the latest headline on that 15 minutes ago. Pressure mounts on Wasserman Schultz to resign. This is CNN 15 minutes ago. And here's the story. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz faced intense pressure Sunday, that's today, to resign her post and was meeting with party honchos about her future. Several Democratic leaders told CNN, urging her to quell a growing controversy threatening to disrupt Hillary Clinton's nominating convention. Both critics and supporters within the DNC are demanding Wasserman Schultz issue a statement to deal with the many issues raised by the release of a trove of DNC emails by WikiLeaks that appeared to show the party favoring Clinton over Bernie Sanders during the primary process. In a meeting Sunday that was described as at times contentious, I guess screaming would be contentious, Wasserman Schultz said she wanted the statement issued in the name of Amy Dacey, the DNC CEO. In other words, she wanted her mother to write a note instead of having to say anything herself. "We said no," said a veteran party activist involved in the discussions. "She needs to own this." Separately, a Democratic operative said Hispanic leaders close to Clinton and her high command were discussing Housing Secretary Julian Castro as a possible successor to Wasserman Schultz at the DNC helm. Party officials decided Saturday that Wasserman Schultz will not have a major speaking role or preside over daily convention proceedings this week. The DNC Rules Committee has named Representative Marcia Fudge of Ohio as permanent chair of the convention. She will gavel each session to order and will gavel each session closed. "She's been quarantined," another top Democrat said of Wasserman Schultz following a meeting Saturday night. Let's see, there are more comments here, people asking her to quit. So what they're trying, they'd love to fire her, but they want to avoid that. You know, one of these deals where she says she resigns and she avoids thereby the need to fire her. One email appears to show DNC staffers asking how they can reference Sanders' faith. Oh, reference. There's a nice euphemism. How they can reference. Is that what they were planning to do, Bernie? Is reference your faith? I don't think they were going to reference you. You could say reference this. Yes, they were going to reference you, Bernie. How they can this? See, look at the media desperately trying to. I mean, this is the Hillary. You know, Donald Trump has said to the CNN people, he's been on the air with CNN, said, you know, this is the Hillary network. That's what you are. You're the Hillary. It's wonderful. Well, it's right. Look at, they can reference Sanders' faith to weaken him in the eyes of Southern voters. So, this is great. It's happening right now. Sanders on Sunday told Tapper, that's that reporter Tapper, the release of the DNC emails show its staffers working against him. It underscores the position he's held for months. Wasserman Schultz needs to go. I don't think she's qualified to be the chair of the DNC, not only for these awful emails, which revealed the prejudice of the DNC, but also because we need a party, blah, 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 that reaches. And then we get Bernie Sanders, you know, blah, 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 reaching out to the working people, blah, 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 and young people, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and he says, I don't think her leadership style is doing that. Okay, more euphemisms. Bernie answers the euphemisms with more euphemisms of his own. Just pablum. I am not an atheist, he said. But aside from all of that, it is an outrage that you would have people in important positions in the DNC trying to undermine my campaign. Anyway, here's a headline. It's gas meets flame. Oh my gosh, I wonder what this one is. One Democrat said that this scandal is gas meets flame. All righty, folks. We're taking your calls. It's 800-313-9443. George is here with us, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to scroll down here a little bit and see if we have another caller. I don't have one right now. 800-313-9443. You can call in now and get in your thoughts on our opening theme here is the WikiLeaks major scandal that is breaking right now as we speak. And everybody at the DNC, they're going to be off balance. Whoever leaked these things, of course, timed it perfectly to completely throw the Democratic convention into disarray and to give Donald Trump a tremendous, who knows what their motive was. As I say, some of these people like Julian Assange and others, they're libertarians. They believe in and some of them believe in the truth. They believe in honesty. They have some character in spite of their liberal fantasies and fairy tales in their heads. They actually have some character and they believe in honesty and truth. And that works in our favor. Thank goodness for these people, because otherwise, would we ever have heard about any of these things? No, we wouldn't. Including the Hillary Clinton emails. And now this one. You know, George, this is really email gate for Hillary.
Well, I like it, James. We can hope and hope and hope. Maybe if the gods line up, we can actually get rid of the Clintons once and for all through this interesting event.
And let's go to some more good news here for just a moment. The polls are very good. Now, I speculated over the last few days. I thought, my goodness, surely the American people, patriots in America, will respond positively to this magnificent Republican convention just concluded. It's got to create a bump up in the Trump numbers, and that appears to be the case. The most recent poll, which was taken during the Republican convention, so people were aware of the convention. So this poll shows some awareness of the convention. It's the Gravis poll. And I'm going to, there's a brand new one just appeared here just moments ago, I think. Anyway, here's the Gravis poll. The polling was done on the 21st and the 22nd. That's the last day and the day after the Republican convention. The poll was done of a sample of 3,462 Republican voters. The margin of error is 1.7%. That's very tight. So these people believe their poll is very accurate. Some of these polls have margins of error as much as 4.5%. This one's very tight, 4.7%. The Gravis poll shows Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton in the national polling by 51-49. Isn't that beautiful, George?
I'll take anything.
And there are other polls now. It's as if we've turned a corner. The polls have been having Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump pretty much unanimously for months and months. And some of those polls having her ahead of him by a disgustingly large amount, as much as 10 to 20 points, kind of makes you want to throw up. Well, here's the corner turned here. Donald Trump ahead by 2 points. Here's another one. And this is a poll that I would regard with a very suspect poll to me in terms of it's being slanted towards Hillary, and that's the LA Times poll. This poll was conducted from July 17th, the day before the Republican convention, to July 23rd, 2 days after the Republican convention. It's a poll of 2,083 likely voters. And in it, Donald Trump, this is mind-boggling, even the LA Times, owned by Sam Zell, I think that's his name, has Trump ahead by 3 points, 45 to 42. This is new, George. Here's the Rasmussen poll taken on the first and second days of the Republican convention. A poll of 1,000 likely voters with a margin of error of 3%. Donald Trump leading Clinton by 1 point, 43 to 42. So the three most recent polls have Trump beating Clinton. This has never happened before in this election campaign. There's more good news. If you go to the swing state polls, specific states, you have places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and so on. Again, more good news there. And we know that the election will be decided in the Electoral College. Trump has to beat Clinton by winning swing states, same way that Bush beat Gore, without winning the majority of the vote. Same sort of fate looks to be in line for Donald Trump. So he is winning in those swing states. He's doing well there. But to be actually winning in the national overall polling is really extraordinary. And now, with the Democratic convention lining up to be a real problem, these numbers promise to get better. Let's see what's in line tomorrow for the Democrats. Who's going to be the first significant speaker? They're going to have some lightweight speakers, just some throwaway speeches after the 4 o'clock gavel. They're going to have the usual Democratic pap here's one of the speakers, Dreamer Astrid Silva. Well, that's these people. Dreamer means somebody who is using the Obama Dream Act to become a U.S. citizen. That's going to be just pablum and pap from those people. But then the first heavyweight comes in tomorrow night. First speaker, I love it, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is the first major speaker. So we're going to lead off in this scandal with the target, Bernie Sanders. And then the speaker following Bernie Sanders, talk about more embarrassment, Michelle Obama. And that's it. Then they're going to gavel out. So it's just Sanders and Obama tomorrow night. Let me look at Tuesday. Let me see how they're what they're going to do to try to recover on Tuesday. Well, we've got, in the morning, we've got really interesting sessions like the LGBT caucus. We have the women's caucus. We have the, at some point, Michael Brown's mother is scheduled to speak. That ought to be a real winner. Then they have the gavel in at 4:30 p.m., and their major speakers come in. Let's see who this is. I don't see any majors yet. Some minor people. Minor. This is a boring convention, folks. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Michelle Obama, that's not very interesting, is it? Those are the only two major speakers they've had by the time we reach Tuesday evening. The Republican convention was full of heavyweights. My gosh, these are people I've never heard of and will never hear of again. Oh, my gosh. The only heavyweight speaking in the Tuesday convention. Wait a minute. I don't believe what I'm seeing. It's President Bill Clinton. Are you ready for that, George?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, James.
So Monday, folks, we are going to be thrilled and entertained by Bernie Sanders, followed by Michelle Obama. Tuesday, we will be regaled by the ever funny President Bill Clinton. My gosh, this is mind-boggling. Okay, that's it. Then they gavel out. Bill Clinton scheduled to be followed by a group called Mothers of the Movement. Mothers of the Movement. Okay.
You mean it's not the Mothers of Invention?
I don't know. That's my God. Okay, now let's go to Wednesday. I know, you know, the excitement never ends at this Democratic convention. We've got the... I'll have this for you right after the break, and we'll also go to Elaine in Michigan.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down.
We're back, folks. George, did Steven Stills write that song?
I will do the research.
Okay, that was Buffalo Springfield, folks. Probably was Steven Stills. We're going to have Elaine in Michigan on, but I want to give you more of the exciting. I want you to be ready for the Democratic National Convention, because boy, I'll tell you, this is exciting. I'm just reading the schedule for the first time, and I can't believe how lame and boring. I said it would be boring, but I didn't know how right I was. You got to be ready for this. I'm just writing down the last things here. Oh my gosh. And guess who speaks last? Of course, you know who speaks last, but I'll tell you in a second here. We caught up to Tuesday, where it was Bill Clinton. Remember, the only three, you could call them heavyweights, you know, people whose names you know, so far, Monday, Bernie Sanders and Michelle Obama. Tuesday, only one, Bill Clinton. That's it, Bill Clinton, all by himself. Oh, my gosh. Wednesday, Vice President Joe Biden, followed by President Barack Obama. And that's it for Wednesday. Okay, now, Thursday, the only names that you will know in the Thursday speeches are Chelsea Clinton, followed by Hillary Clinton. And that's the end of the convention. That's it. And to give you an idea of how, you know, here are two of the lightweights that they, problematic speakers that they're going to have. And I mentioned Michael Brown's mother. I don't see her. It looks like maybe they dropped Michael Brown's mother. I don't know, you know. But on the last day, Jensen Walcott and Jake Reed are going to speak. Now, who are these people? Jensen, this is a girl. Jensen was fired from her job Jensen was fired from her job at a pizza restaurant in Bonner Springs, Kansas. I used to drive through Bonner Springs all the time. For asking her boss why she was paid 25 cents less than her male co-worker and friend, Jake Reed. Now, is this interesting to you folks? A lady was paid 25 cents an hour less than her friend. That's a lot of money, isn't it? After Jensen and Jake's story came to light, Hillary tweeted, quote, "Good for you, Jensen. Every woman deserves equal pay, no matter what her age. Keep up the hard work and courage," unquote, Hillary Clinton. That's going to be, come on, 25 cents an hour? And who knows, you know, what kind of a bozo her boss was at the pizza restaurant. But what does that have to do with Donald Trump, the Republican Party, the presidential election? Come on. But that's how desperate these people are. Elaine, thanks for waiting. One more break, we'll be back with you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.